So, the summary of the kingdom of God, the simplest way to understand the kingdom of God is the realm where Jesus Christ reigns as king and God's authority is supreme. Ask yourself right now, is Jesus Christ king? Then ask yourself this question, is Jesus Christ the king of my life? Okay, you got the first two right, let's try another one. Is he reigning? Is he reigning in heaven on the throne? Is he reigning in earth? Is he reigning in my life? The next phrase is the hard one. I love talking about the kingdom of God, how glorious it is, how wonderful it is. But the next one is difficult. You know what it says? Thy will be done. Mm-mm. That's tough. Now, that's the one that I always got stuck on. I could relate to that. Thy kingdom come. But when it said, thy will be done. I'll be honest with you. I have not always done the will of God, Robert. Even since I have been saved, I have not always done the will of God. I wish I had. I can point you to times when if I had done the will of God, things would have turned out a whole lot better. We have to first determine what is the will of God, don't we? I mean, is this just some general statement? You know, God's will be done. Let's delve into this a little bit. We must assert first that the overarching will of God for us is for us to be conformed to the image of his son Jesus. That's what Romans 8:29 tells us. Romans 8:29 teaches us that God has done a number of things for us so that we can be like Jesus. He knew us before we were born. He predestined us. That means that he determined, he planned, he laid it out that you and I, once we come to Jesus as Lord, will be shaped, molded, conformed to look like Jesus. Now, look at the person next to you and ask yourself, do they look like Jesus? Well, it's not just in the physical, is it? It has to do with the character and the nature of Jesus Christ, that we look like him. In fact, in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, the Bible says that he is right now squeezing you. Let me illustrate. I better be careful here because I'll get in trouble. Man or woman, not picking on one sex or the other, one gender or the other. Have you ever tried to squeeze into a pair of jeans that were just too little for you? I put on a pair of brand new jeans this morning. I'm not wearing them now. You can guess why. They were too long, right? They weren't only just too long. Bingo. Why is it when we put on weight, it goes to the belly? I'll never understand that. I'm sure there's a medical explanation. But anyway, God is wanting us to be conformed, not to this world, not to the culture of this world, because this world is ruled by who? Satan. Satan's kingdom, the kingdom of darkness. If you can't tell the difference between God's kingdom of light and righteousness and holiness and peace and joy and the kingdom of the devil, which is filled with darkness, why do they paint sanctuaries dark? Why do they paint the walls black, the ceiling black? We are children of the light. We're not children of the darkness. If I wanted to go to a theater, I'd go to a theater. If I wanted to go to a bar, I'd go to a bar. I want to go to church. I want to look around me and be able to see people. Turn the lights on. Oh, well, I'll get off of that.